Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The news item was sad and tragic from every way you look at it. It has been made into a mini-series and a documentary. It is the case of a woman found guilty of involuntary manslaughter through dozens of text messages to her boyfriend to act on his suicidal thoughts. He died from carbon monoxide poisoning. It is terrible to read and contemplate from every perspective. What has intrigued me and my interest in the case was the legal arguments regarding the power and use of words. Her defense claimed that her words were reckless, not criminal. The legal argument was complex, but a major part of it is simply, words themselves don't kill. There are issues of free speech and parallels to social media and cyberbullying and the legal landscape there. My world is pretty well only about words. I can't make a miracle, get Jesus to shake hands with a person inquiring about him, or show pictures or clips of heaven. I use words, spoken, written, sung. I sometimes use them with water, bread and wine. I might enhance or dramatize them by hand gestures, for example, a blessing, or other actions. But at the end of the day, all I have are words about the Word of God and the Word made flesh in particular. Why, someone believes is part of their story and the words they say. It is through baptism. I grew up in the faith. I found Jesus when an adult. Jesus found me. And more. Our words often reflect the experience from our side of things. But the truth is that faith comes from the Word of God. The mystery is that these words, not a magic incantation, this story about us and Jesus, law and gospel, creates and sustains faith in us. And reflecting the divine power of words, what God says happens, our words are also powerful. Not powerful as in creating things out of nothing, but powerful as in creating literary and poetic worlds. Powerful as in describing creation so we can live in, survive in, and adapt or ruin it. Powerful as in shaping perceptions and the reality of our lives. Powerful as in creating or destroying relationships. Powerful as hope and despair are powerful. Make no mistake, words are powerful. Extremely so. Handle with care. In many ways, living is essentially a response to continual questions. To whom are you listening? Who do you believe? Why? Initially, we might check the sources, work out what is truthful and who is trustworthy. But so much of living is about faith and trust. We just don't do that checking all the time. It can be so time-consuming anyway, until we have a reason to start checking again. Now this can happen in families, workplaces, schools, countries, churches, any relationship. Grooming, manipulation, abuse and other horrors all have a beginning process of getting people to stop, it doesn't matter how, asking the critical questions, so that the other person's words create the victim's life. Much counseling is about returning to the words said to and about people. In all the words rushing around our world and around us, the legal ones, the social, political, personal ones, the cultural, financial, philosophical, psychological, spiritual ones, I hold they all have impacts on us. They all affect us. And we wade through them trying not to drown, holding on to the ones we believe that count. What we hear matters. What we say matters. And in all those words, I believe that the words that present law and gospel give the best foundation and the best orientation for all relationships. That God actually does love us look to Jesus, that following Jesus is tough but good, and that serving those around us in love as Jesus would is the best way to live and speak. And thank you for listening. Let us pray. Jesus, our Saviour, you are the Word made flesh who reveals God to us in grace and truth. Thank you for giving up everything for us and making us your people. Live within us, speak to us, and teach us to follow you each day, to hear your voice in all the words around us, and to trust you. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.